Hi, everybody. This is JJ Long from JJ Artworks, and welcome to episode 55 of our podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in. We truly appreciate it. In this week's episode, I want to talk about how I feel like a lot of us sometimes we tend to let little tiny mistakes overshadow a successful moment. And the reason I'm bringing this up is because I just felt this way over this past weekend with something, and I'm definitely a culprit of this or a victim of this, however you want to define it. But I tend to, you know, I could do 95% good at something, but I focus on the 5% that I did bad at. And sometimes I let that 5% mistake overshadow the 95% of success that I just created for myself. And it's a bad habit. It's something that I'm still working through to this day. And maybe it's part of me having perfectionist syndrome or something. I'm a very meticulous person. I'm very analytical. And I truly feel that we're all our own worst enemy and we're all our harshest critic anyways. But this was something that the reason I wanted to bring it up today is because I just went through this yesterday and it's just top of mind right now. So let me tell you what happened. So as some of you may know from previous podcast episodes, I actually just started taking Taekwondo during the month of May. And I have been doing it for a good like 3 to 4 weeks now. And I actually just tested this past weekend for my white belt. So I had a white belt test. And I haven't tested for anything, I think, since maybe the SATs in high school, or, you know, since a college essay or a college standardized test or something. So it's been a while since I've actually had to, you know, present myself in such a way where I was being judged and graded on something. And, you know, if I get an A plus or an F, like it's been so long since I've had that. I'm 41 years old, so it's been a good 20 years or so since I've kind of thrown myself into that type of situation. So needless to say, I was a little stressed out about my white belt test. And although I really feel like I prepared a lot, it was still kind of stressful, like on the day of, you know, because you're literally in front of 4 different judges and they're grading you on 4 different things. And the test itself, I wasn't really sure what the format was going to be. I wasn't really sure how they graded you, and I'm still sort of unclear about that. I need to check in with my master teachers next week when I go to Taekwondo practice. But it was just a bit overwhelming. Plus, not only are you testing in front of like these 4 judges, but you're doing it as a group, and there was probably maybe like 20, maybe like 15 no belts that were testing for their white belt. And then at the same time that we were testing for our white belt in the same sort of mat and space, the same room, there was probably like maybe 15 to 20 white belts testing for their yellow belt. So it was a little chaotic. It was very fast paced, but no matter what, it was a very, very rewarding experience. And it was very, very enlightening. I'm very happy that I had the courage to sort of put myself out there like this. But let me just kind of get to what happened. So basically, we get tested on 4 different areas. And one of them is sparring. One of them is board breaking. One of them is your combination move. And then another one is your pumse, which is basically your attack and defense form. And it's basically like a choreographed almost dance or something, but it's a mixture of blocks and punches and kicks. Although when you're testing for your white belt, there's no kicks in your pumse. But anyway, so we got tested for our sparring the Wednesday before our white belt test, and I wasn't even sure if I was going to be tested on sparring. I thought maybe, you know, you only got tested when you were a white belt or above, but I guess that that Wednesday before my white belt test, I was being tested on sparring, so that was very interesting. So going into the white belt test, I had already been graded on sparring, so I didn't know that, but, you know, it's pretty cool. And then you start off the white belt test, you get on, you get to your place on the dot, on the mat, and, the instructor says, chariot, and then you say, like, yes, sir, yes, ma'am, basically when they say chariot, that means attention, and then you kind of get to your space, and then you just start sort of doing some warm-up drills. So we did jumping jacks, we did high knees, we did some of these standard punches that we do, some kicks, some flutter kicks, and just to kind of get the body warmed up and everything. But obviously it's like you're going full pace, full blast energy, because you want to impress the judges and everything. So we're all giving it our all. And the first test we had was our combination. So basically what they did was they went line by line. I think there was like four or five different lines of us. And there was like maybe 5 to 10 people per line. And, so they go line by line, and then you go down the line doing your combination. So to test for your white belt, you do a high block, a punch, and then a front kick, and then you kind of reset back to your stance, your ready stance. And then they kind of go down, and I did pretty good on that. And then we go into our pumse, and you watch all the other lines go. So I watched all the white belts go, and then I was part of the no belt section. We all went. Then the next part is the pumse, and the pumse again is the form where you're doing your choreographed sort of dance, so to speak. And what happened was, I've practiced this, no lie, probably like 100 times, like at least 100 times, and I had it down pat. Like, I had it memorized. It was totally, I wasn't even really worried about it. So what they do for the pumse is they have an instructor that leads you through step by step. So like, you do a low block, and then they give you the command, you do the second low block, they give you a third command, you do the third low block, and then you do a punch, and then you turn around, and then you do your high blocks, and then a high punch, and then that's pretty much, it's an 8-point pumse form. And the instructor does it, you do it along with the instructor, and then they go line by line again, and then you're supposed to do it on your own. So then the instructor says, okay, I forget, it's in Korean. I'm also learning Korean right now, which is, I don't know Korean, so this is all very new to me. I forget the command he says, but basically he says, begin. And you're supposed to do the pumse on your own, at your own speed. And what happened was, I had a second where I just froze. I literally, it was maybe 2 seconds, and my brain just left me. And I think it was because of the pressure of the four judges literally right in front of me. I was like, a few feet away from them, and I didn't know these judges. I've never met them before, and it was just kind of intimidating. And it's one thing when you do it in practice in front of your master instructors, but it's another thing doing it in front of these like grandmaster judges or like fourth or fifth degree black belts. So I was just like, I just kind of was caught off guard a little bit, and I messed up on a part of my pumse, and I'm like, and as I did it, like, I'm supposed to do like a low block, then another low block, then another low block, then a punch. But instead, I did a low block, a low block, a low block, and then I did a fourth low block, and I don't know why, and then I'm like, oh, crap, and it, in my head, I was like, oh, crap, and then I punched, and you're supposed to say, like, oh, yeah, so I did it, it was like half-assed, I'm like, oh. Then I had to turn around and do my high blocks, and then finish with a punch, and I knew I messed up, and it was a horrible feeling. The thing that sucked even more was that I wasn't done with my testing. I was still in the middle of testing. There was still probably like maybe 20 minutes left of the belt test. So I couldn't let that sort of like overshadow, the rest of the belt test. So I was depressed. I was upset at myself. I almost swore, to be honest, but I did it under my breath, thank God. And right after that, we go into our board breaking. So I ran off to the corner, I grabbed my wooden board, came back, and you know, then the same thing, they call you line by line. And then my board breaking technique, you know, for the white belt, is to do like a hammer fist onto the board. And I said to myself, you know, rather than being depressed and upset at myself, like, I can't let that, now I really need to do my A game. So I just channeled my anger at the board, and I just busted my fist right through the middle of it. And I think I did that pretty good. And, you know, then right after the board breaking, that's pretty much the test, you know. And then they go right into the ceremony. And at the ceremony, they play some light music. And then the judges come out. And if you know, you got your belt, they'll present you with a belt. And they actually give you a trophy. So, you know, this is my first belt test. I wasn't really sure. I really felt like I was going to be the only one in the class that didn't pass, you know, and I'm like, God, I can't even get my white belt. This is so embarrassing, but you know, whatever. So, you know, it doesn't mean I'm going to stop. I'm not someone that quits, right? We're entrepreneurs here. If you're listening to this, so if you're an entrepreneur, you don't quit. So, you know, they came over and I got it. They gave me my white belt. They gave me a trophy. I think his name is Master Issa, and he put the belt around me. He's like, congratulations, we're very happy for you, we're excited, you know, for you to begin your journey and all that. And it was awesome. It was a great feeling. So at the end, you know, after you'll get your belt and they give you a trophy and you do like a big group photo and stuff, then they give you your scorecard. And I'm like, oh God, I can't even imagine what my scorecard looks like, you know. And I look at the card and I got 3 A's and an A minus. So the A minus was definitely the Pumse part where I, you know, messed up on that punch at the very, you know, the end of the first half of my Pumse form. But I got an A in the board breaking and the sparring and in the combination. So the moral of the story is, don't let something minor, don't let a little mistake overshadow the rest of your success. Don't let a small mistake ruin a successful moment, because in the grand scheme of things, you know, it was a simple mistake. We all make mistakes. And, you know, that wasn't the only grade I had. There's three other grades that I had. And at the end of the day, I still got a white belt. But even though I got my white belt that day, I was still sort of depressed. I was like, do I even deserve this white belt? Did they miss something? Like, I was doubting myself even after, you know, four judges approved that I got a white belt. So I know I'm kind of belaboring the point today, you guys, and I know I'm probably going over on time, but the reason I bring it up is because I think we can apply this to any area of our life. Especially in business. And I think as an entrepreneur, or if you're an artist or creative person listening to this, we tend to fall into that trap where we expect so much of ourselves and we focus on the negative and we just forget about, you know, all the positive things that we've accomplished. And I think we just got to kind of smell the roses a little bit and be kinder to ourselves and just understand that, you know, if it's your first time doing something, you're gonna make mistakes, you're gonna fail. But what determines success is when you pick yourself back up, you know, brush off the dust and you keep moving forward. And I think that is what Taekwondo is really kind of drilling into my brain, which is great. And I just wanted to share that story today with you guys. So I hope you enjoyed it. I hope you're all staying safe and healthy out there. I hope that you're enjoying the beginning of your summer. And I look forward to talking to you all next week in episode 56. Have a great one. Thanks for listening. And I'll talk to you later. Bye.